Queen united with Charles and William in disappointment over Meghan and Harry interview, report. By Victoria Friedman on April 21, 2021. Queen Elizabeth II is reportedly united with Prince Charles and Prince William over their disappointment with Prince Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey, in which the woke couple accused the royal family of racism and uncaring behavior. Tensions were reportedly apparent between Prince Harry and Prince William ahead of the funeral of their grandfather Prince Philip, with claims that the Duke of Cambridge had asked his cousin Peter Phillips to stand between him and the Duke of Sussex during the funeral procession on Saturday. The accusations made during the March interview prompted the Queen to make the rare move of releasing a statement where the monarch disputed Harry and Meghan's account, saying that with regards to the alleged remarks of race, some recollections may vary. Prince William also vigorously defended his loved ones against the charges, stating bluntly, "We are very much not a racist family." The senior royals remain in step, it seems, with regards to the reaction to the interview and the strategy taken to deal with the rift, with a royal insider telling the Daily Mail's Dan Wooten, "The Queen has made it clear to senior advisers that she is united with Charles and William, and was disappointed with aspects of Harry and Meghan's interview." The sources also said that Charles met with his sons after the funeral in an effort to improve relations, adding, "There is much pain and hurt on both sides, so this reconciliation will take place in baby steps. First, they need to decide on some ground rules as to how they conduct business going forward in a way that makes all parties feel safe and protected." Another senior royal source told the Mail that it was important to Charles and William that they were both there together. "It means nothing spoken about can be misconstrued in the future." An apparent swipe at the woke royals' accusations regarding the alleged damning conversations with other members of the family. The senior royals may be right to be concerned about the sanctity of their conversations, with reports that the Sussexes had leaked details of a telephone conversation between Harry, William, and Charles in the immediate fallout of the Winfrey interview. CBS's Gail King, a friend of Meghan, had told This Morning viewers last month she was informed that the private family conversation had not been productive. Prince Charles reportedly left for his Welsh hideaway, a converted farmhouse in the Brecon Beacons, to continue grieving for his father after the funeral. He is also believed to be contemplating the future of the royal family after what was a very difficult week. It has been reported, separately, that future will likely involve the Queen supporting public at engagements by junior members of the royal family, including her daughter-in-law, the Countess of Wessex. The Telegraph reported on Sunday that Charles and William will be holding a summit which will determine for the next two generations of monarchs how many full-time members of the royal family there are and what their responsibilities will be. Apart from the loss of Prince Philip, patronages and duties once belonging to Prince Harry and Prince Andrew, who stepped back from active duty in the wake of the scandal surrounding the interview he gave about his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, will also have to be redistributed amongst the family.